A Jewish Journal article. AOC accuses Israel of killing Al Jazeera journalist. Our tax dollars are a part of this. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, accused Israel of killing Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh during a May 19 Instagram Live video and said that there needed to be a line drawn over the United States funding of Israel. Abu Akleh was shot in the head during an Israel Defense Force, IDF, raid in the West Bank village of Jenin in response to Palestinian terrorists entering Israel illegally from the village. It is currently unknown whether or not she was shot by Israeli or Palestinian gunfire. She was killed by Israeli forces, Ocasio-Cortez said of the Al Jazeera journalist. We can't allow this stuff to be happening with our resources. She rejected those who argue that she is picking Israel out and treating them differently, because our tax dollars are part of this. Our resources are a part of this. We can't even get healthcare in the United States, and we're funding this. On IG Live, at AOC suggests cutting military aid to Israel in wake of killing of Shireen Abu Akleh. She was killed by Israeli forces. You know, we can't allow this stuff to be happening with our resources. We can't even get healthcare in the US, and we are funding this. pic.twitter.com/jmbel7k4m. Jacob Kornbluh, at Jacob Kornbluh, May 20, 2022. Ocasio-Cortez's remarks drew fire from Jewish and pro-Israel groups. It's dangerous to accuse Israel when even the Palestinian coroner has made no determination, Israel Consul General of New York Asaf Zamir tweeted to Ocasio-Cortez. This is exactly what leads to more violent anti-Semitism in NYC. As a new fellow New Yorker, I invite you to meet and discuss. Hi at AOC, it's dangerous to accuse Israel when even the Palestinian coroner has made no determination. This is exactly what leads to more violent anti-Semitism in NYC. As a new fellow New Yorker, I invite you to meet and discuss. Here's what I said about this on at CNN this week, pic.twitter.com/7xgcjic5. Asaf Zamir, at AMB Asaf Zamir, May 20, 2022. The American Jewish Committee tweeted that the alliance between the U.S. and Israel creates enormous benefits for both nations and it is vital we keep this relationship strong. At AOC's claim that military aid to Israel undermines adequate healthcare in the U.S. is, at best, a cheap publicity stunt and, at worst, something far more insidious. The Region Letter U Region Letter S Region Letter I Region Letter L alliance creates enormous benefits for both nations and it is vital we keep this relationship strong. At AOC's claim that military aid to Israel undermines adequate healthcare in the U.S. is, at best, a cheap publicity stunt and, at worst, something far more insidious. https://t.co/l2cpnkbc. American Jewish Committee, at Agic Global, May 20, 2022. Tel Aviv Institute fellow Hen Mazig tweeted, AOC went on Instagram and claimed that Americans can't get healthcare because of Israel. Scapegoating Jews for the struggles of the day is textbook anti-Semitism, even if you use Israel as the surrogate. She should apologize immediately, before her words cause hate crimes. AOC went on Instagram and claimed that Americans can't get healthcare because of Israel. Scapegoating Jews for the struggles of the day is textbook anti-Semitism, even if you use Israel as the surrogate. She should apologize immediately, before her words cause hate crimes. Hen Mazig, at Hen Mazig, May 20, 2022. Human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky, CEO of the International Legal Forum, tweeted that, whenever at AOC starts lecturing on #Israel, this video invariably comes to mind, and shared the viral clip of Ocasio-Cortez acknowledging in a 2018 interview that she is not the expert on the geopolitics of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Whenever at AOC starts lecturing on #Israel, this video invariably comes to mind. https://t.co/bgd6c7a33zpic.twitter.com/8ibangshviq. Arsen Ostrovsky, at Ostrov_A, May 20, 2022.